Bitter cold air has extended from Canada to Texas and Oklahoma overnight and is moving very quickly into the western parts of the Midwest as well. I'm meteorologist Drew Lerner for the Red River Farm Network. Temperatures out there this morning in our neighborhood are running mostly in the negative 20s and negative teens, but we are seeing sub-zero degree readings occurring all the way down into the northern parts of the Texas Panhandle and northwestern Oklahoma as well as southern Kansas, and extending from there eastward into parts of Missouri and Illinois. Well, the cold is certainly living up to what was expected, and it's not going to go away for a while. We expect to see the temperatures tomorrow morning to be about as cold as they were today, with many temperatures across parts of the northern plains sneaking down below minus 30 degrees, at least in the western parts of the Dakotas and into portions of Montana. But for us here at home, we're probably going to see the majority of our temperatures still running like today in the negative 20s and negative teens. And all of us will likely welcome that change. But until it occurs, it's going to continue to be quite cold across the region. We do expect a considerable amount of breezy conditions out there today. Wind chill factors will be fairly significant, the negative 40s and negative 30s across the portions of the region. We do have a strong surface high pressure center that will be present over in Montana and western parts of the Dakotas tomorrow morning. That will likely send temperatures down to minus 40 perhaps in a couple of spots out that way. The rest of us will see temperatures in the negative 30s, negative 20s. Like I said, I think most of the coldest air though will be in the western Dakotas. Not that the rest of us are going to get by with a whole lot of warmer air. We do expect the winds to stay relatively strong through tomorrow morning, and then tomorrow afternoon when the high pressure system drifts over our region, we will see lighter wind speeds finally evolving. The strong surface high pressure center, though, will keep us cold all the way into Sunday, and that will likely keep us certainly in the deep freeze. We'll look for some kind of improving tendency in those temperatures as we go on into next week. And the outlook for precipitation across the area will continue to be rather minimal. We look for the potential for snow to linger a little bit in easternmost parts of the region this morning in the form of snow flurries and snow showers, but the wind will be blowing so hard that you will not notice the snow hardly at all, except for when it hits your face. We do expect the next opportunity for precipitation to wait until the high pressure system abates. That is most likely going to be into Sunday and Monday, and even then it's going to be light accumulations. For the Red River Farm Network, I'm meteorologist Drew Lerner.